Item number one, please.
From the Office of Corporation Counsel, submitting an advisory legal memorandum regarding the Personnel Committee's action on September 23rd, 2011, to deny an advancement within the pay range for Executive Director 3, Director of Parks, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Jorgensen, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Please, if you would.
I can.
For me?
Well,
yeah, you can go ahead.
Go ahead.
I got questions for him right now.
The item references an advisory legal memorandum that I did draft and was signed off on by the Corporation Council. In brief, it advises that for persons in the executive director status, those people do not operate within pay ranges such that their salary increases are subject to the procedures for persons who are in pay ranges as set forth in 17.10 of ordinances. So I tried to explain my rationale with references to the underlying resolution that created the ordinance that does in fact govern the compensation of executive directors. So I'm not sure what additional information that the committee is interested in.
Supervisor Schmidt?
I'm wondering even if the county executive knew these rules when this happened. Was he familiar with the statute on this and with the executive, the director's raises?
It's not governed by statute, Mr. Chairman. It's governed by the ordinance and the underlying resolution. I have no idea really what the county executive
is. Okay. It's just interesting that we get these items all the time, of course, and it says, you know, they go ahead unless we have any objections. So it's kind of a little disconcerting to me anyway that we get this thing, we can't do anything about it. So I even question why we even get it then. It's a little disconcerting. That's, I think, a real loss of checks and balances myself, and that's a comment I would have.
Well, the reason we did get the report is because, as I indicated in the memo that I did prepare, the underlying resolution that created the ordinance that governs the executive director's compensation does indicate that the persons in those particular statuses would continue in the pay that they have been receiving, and that going forward any adjustments would be reported to your honorable committee without any indication of, you know, what was expected to happen there. So you were provided with that informational report pursuant to the ordinance that you didn't ask.
Any other questions or comments by the board?
Perhaps we could ask HR in future if there are any other category like this that could be carved out separately so it would be reported on the report that this is informational and no action can be done by the committee, whereas all the other ones then still are subject to intervention by the committee if the committee so chooses. That'd be helpful to clarify. Or if you can be asterisk, bulleted, lined out, or something.
Mr. Chair, supervisors, you're requesting supervisors Azar to have these types of action as a separate item on the agenda versus as an information item.
Or if the report could just have a section saying these are informational only, no actions allowed by the committee, whereas all the other ones then would just default into the regular handling by the committee, so it's clear. Whatever would be easy to do that could be integrated in one report without having to create a whole separate report, without having to create a whole separate agenda item. Unless the board chooses to amend the rules and change it so that we're discussing it in a different context entirely. But at least it is more possibly separated out for the future.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Cesar, there's no problem doing that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Supervisor Schmidt? Sure, and I guess I'm a little testy this morning, long day yesterday, and budgets and stuff that doesn't make life easy, but we move on. And some difficult things today, too. And I'm not angry with the messenger, by the way. I'm a little disappointed, angry, frustrated, whatever you want to say, because, you know, we're led to believe we can do something in a report, and then we found out that it's irrelevant. We didn't have it. He shouldn't even come before us. He could do anything he wants. So I think we should have known beforehand that we had no power to do something. When we always have these things, well, you can do something and lessen. We had some real concerns the way the method would go. And then we destroy checks and balances, and if we're led to believe we can do things, then we find out later we can't. We should know before we have a chance to say something what the rules are. So that's the point I was trying to make.
Any other questions or comments? I asked for the report to come before the committee to give members of the board an opportunity to weigh in, because I did hear many comments similar to the one Supervisor Schmidt made from many other members of this board questioning why items like this come to the board if the board, in fact, has no authority to act. This committee took deliberate action on what, you know, on an issue that that they felt may have been unfair or needed further explanation. I think in my case alone, I'm answering questions now through the budget process from employees as to, you know, they're getting asked to pay more for health care. Their step increases are frozen. They haven't had pay increases in years, and yet we have a department head who got two pay raises in 1 year. And so those are issues that I think this committee was aware of when that was put forth. We also have heard others on the board raise question in the past about the appropriateness or the logic of hiring department heads and actually putting them to work before they go through the vetting process fully of the county board and get approved. And I think we've seen in a couple instances this past year where that's backfired, one earlier in the year that cost the county a lot of money and pay, vacation pay and sick leave and things. And then most recently when a director of human resources was hired, touted much highly by the administration, only to be fired 5 days later after starting. So this item was brought forth in case anybody on the board wanted to bring this issue up and look if we need to make ordinance changes to give the authority. The item is out there. People can consider it. I guess we can bring things forward in the future and move them on. So if there's no other questions or comments at this time, thank you very much. Item number